So, Craig.
Yes.
We're going to try. Are you ready to try something new tonight?
Oh, God help me. Sure. I'm functioning on no brain power, so hit me.
Right. So, do you see down here where it says voice connected?
Yes.
And then next to it, there's a telephone hang up button. And then next to that, there's some squiggly lines.
Right. The noise suppression?
Yes. Can we turn that off to bring back the clap and then turn it on again? Is the clap worth it? Does Ray just put him in afterwards?
I'll try and remember to try it.
I feel like that could... We're already having potential audio issues, and I already feel regret-filled. Please don't do that.
Okay.
Thanks. Ignore my last comments.
All right.
There is no way synchronized clapping is worth did you hear risking me clap? Generating more work for anybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did you hear me clap?
I didn't.
No.
I don't think it works.
Oh, okay. You turned it off and tested it?
Yeah. But yeah, I don't. Samurai's correct. No sense risking a kleptastrophe.
I can't believe you repeated that. That was bad.
That was amazing. It was great. Hey, Brondiac for the win.
All right. People are pouring in. Let me open up my script.
So did that guy who listened to his first ever live show like 3 weeks ago, did he ever come back?
Who, Chipman?
I don't know his name.
His name's Chipman. He's been here for 4 weeks now. This will be his fourth week. It's great.
All right.
I don't know if he's not in the channel at the moment, but he has been active lately.
Has anybody watched Peacemaker yet? Anyone on that?
Hey, look, there's Chipman.
Peacemaker?
No, I haven't. Okay. But I mean to.
All right.
Oh, I don't know. That doesn't really look good at all.
It's John Cena superhero. I got a tune in for that.
Right. When he did that same character in, I believe it was the newest Suicide Squad.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, he was fine. Yeah, he was entertaining.
I haven't watched that either, so.
Oh, it's a billion times better than the first one.
I haven't watched that either.
Oh, don't. The first one's really awful.
See, I the first one just wasn't good. So here's the thing. Oh, right? The first one isn't really awful, but it's not worth your time.
Right. Oh, that Ghostbusters ending? Terrible.
I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, because it's terrible.
Yeah, I just remember it being bad.
Yeah, second one's watchable.
Yeah, second one was entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
Where did I put this script? There it is.
You wrote it.
Yeah, I didn't send it to myself, so I was confused.
All right.
But now I found it. When you do the intro, I cut you out of the intro, so cut yourself back in.
Okay.
I'm sorry. When I do the intro, I'm super nervous, and I have to just read it the way it's written. Otherwise, it falls apart.
All right. Are we ready to roll then?
Sure.
Yes.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 323rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, the most low-power episode of all time.
Likely. That is likely.
It's been a rough couple of weeks and a rougher day. All right, so this is the Woolly One. We got KS72. We got Sneaky B15. They're Ray. They're Ian. How are you kids doing?
Hi. Yeah. Okay.
Midland.
All right.
How about you?
It's been a long day.
I feel like we're like Midland, poor, and worse.
Yeah. It's been kind of going that way. So this is the week of the 19th through the 26th. You know what year it is. It's the year that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friends. In your 5-day 4-star crash of the Titans. On the 12th, we had
to change it.
Hawkeye v. Hawkeye?
Nope. Oh, yeah. Ages ago. I remember you from ages ago. Yes, there was a Kate Bishop versus Hawkeye.
Did you win?
Yes, Kate Bishop is very good.
Oh, he's got Kate champed. I mean, come on.
Oh, he does. Look at that.
Yeah, Kate Bishop's a great character.
All right. On the 7th, in my opinion. In the 17th, you had Mystic McPunch you in the face versus Quake. It appears that you did not participate.
I did not participate.
Ray, did you punch her in the face?
I ended up doing that, and that did win it for me. So I did not enjoy that fight, man. Quake is not no joke. Misty's okay, and that punch saved me.
And then coming up number next on the 22nd.
You're going to have to explain. I didn't get it.
That is the Crime Buster from the movie Heartbeeps.
Oh, okay.
On the graphic there.
Oh, no. You love that movie.
I do love that movie. So if people who see the infographic, it made me laugh. So there you go. You got Hulkbuster coming up. I think everyone's got him super champed, right? Oh, yeah. You will red punch your way to victory on that. No worries.
I think I've
except for Ray, a weird twist. 355?
Yeah.
That's what is like that about? So egregious. It's tied with all of Craig's terrible builds.
Now, that is the worst build ever.
That is possibly true, but I think at the time I wanted to use him for a very specific purpose. He will be respect to do this fight.
355. No question. Man.
That red power, that's trash.
Yeah, I think Samurai is exactly correct. I believe I was using him to generate red in the puzzle gauntlet.
Likely excuse. Storyland, Thick as Thieves is running. Ian tells me that's going to get you some Big Wheel and some Icarus.
Nice.
It could have. I think so.
All right. It's followed up by Come and Get Me. Come and Get Me. Up and At Them.
That's the boss event tomorrow. Tomorrow, we got to go beat up Thanos.
Oh, okay.
As a team. It's a boss event. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Rewards yep. There. Ian tells me it's Echo and She-Hulk.
I think so.
All right.
I don't know what the... is that a placement reward?
That's what you say.
What's yeah, but I didn't do a ton of research again because
is that the personal side? Is that a team
I don't
thing?
Know. Oh, I okay. didn't. I didn't care.
Okay.
I watched the Book of Boba Fett until about 8:35. From 8:35 until 8:45, when I logged on here, I made this script with the information I could find, opening one tab in the forums.
All right, that's more than I was able to do. So.
But only a bit, sadly.
Yeah. Coming up after that will be The Hunt, which looks to be some Half-Thor, some No Way Home Doc Ock, and some Mystique coming your way. PvP Land, Fatal Attraction is running. I'll get you some Apocalypse, Shards, Wasp, and Gamora. And Gamora Land, that's Lethal Intent, is next. Archangel Shards, Wiccan, and Thor. And then there's a Lord of Thunder. Bow down before the God of Thunder and Rock and Roll. That's on the 23rd. Beta Ray Bill Shards, Winter Soldier Gambit. And what does it look like? The Shield Simulator started. Yeah, the season started. I don't know what's in the simulator this right now. I'll tell you next week.
Okay.
It'll still be there. In the news, you guys talked about new character last week, right?
We did. The brand new character.
All right.
We did. I don't know. Was it about Abigail Brand?
Yeah. Did you talk about the Phoenix rework?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, there was a poll.
There was.
I think I saw a thing in the chat that Ian and I picked the correct person the same, because everyone else picked wrong. Ray, who did you pick that was wrong?
Oh, I picked somebody completely different. I was probably the only person who selected the Black Knight.
No, lots of people picked the Black Knight. He was just in Eternals.
Well, I didn't watch Eternals, but I believe I was like half awake when they asked me that question. I'm like, sure. I like Black Knight. Click.
Right. There was, like Craig said, there was one correct answer and one runner-up.
I agree with your answer.
Yeah.
If I would have thought about it, I would have clicked that as well.
That's fair. Now, here's what I believe is the good news, if this is reminiscent of any other polls we've done in this game over the last 7 years.
Yeah.
All those people are coming to the game.
Yep. Just what order?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. That's probably what's going to happen here.
So, will I get to enjoy Hercules?
Boy,
almost
I hope so.
Certainly. Will Hercules and Deathlok show up before the Black Knight and the Abomination? No.
Yeah. For those who haven't played along, the correct answer was Hercules.
Hercules.
Hercules, Hercules. He was an Avenger from way back. And, you know, we need more gods. It's a god. Well, demigod. But, you know, close enough. Much more important than Deathlok. Anyway,
I don't hate Deathlok.
Yeah,
I think Deathlok would be like my number three pick in that list.
Yeah, I have to relook at the list because I don't know. Those are the two that stood out for me, but there could be other correct answers.
Oh boy, I'd have to go Hercules, then Abomination, then Black Knight.
Did you know?
Did you know that
Tim Roth is doing Abomination in the upcoming She-Hulk?
Oh, is he good for him?
Yeah, I liked him.
He did it in one of the older Hulks, too, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that I watched that one.
Yeah, last time the Abomination showed up, Tim Roth played
Okay, good.
And I love Tim Roth.
All right, then. We have a teaser for the next 4-star.
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
I am.
All right. The teaser is Mounted Relief.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Who rides a horse? Anybody ride a horse?
I don't know.
Zorro?
The Black Knight.
Gotta be
Black Knight absolutely rides a horse.
Does he?
Isn't that part of his shtick?
Does he
ride Aragorn?
He's got a black sword. I don't know.
I don't know. We actually mentioned this last week, and I had no clue. I'm right there still.
Hmm. Dude, be cool. He's had a rough couple weeks. Well, I'm trying to give him a win.
I didn't know you did that last week. You guys don't tell me nothing.
That's fine. I still got nothing, though.
We didn't do that last week, Craig. We were lost without you.
Yeah. All right. Screw you guys. I'm going home. All right. Well, you got other news, then? Because I'm all out of news, then, you jerks.
Great. No.
I don't know that I read the listener comments in advance, but I don't see anything labeled local news.
All right. It could also be, you know, the new Hulk comics. You got Banner has converted the Hulk into a spaceship and his brain, and he's driving him. He can be mounted, I suppose.
There you go.
Those new Hulk comics are weird and awesome.
I don't like any of that.
Oh, no, it's a good time. He keeps the angry Hulk as the engine, so he just, like, torments him to provide power to the rest of the spaceship because Banner's a really evil person.
And
yeah. Like, the thing is that the whole time it's been Hulk has been protecting us from Banner because Banner's the problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's wacky.
Good story so far.
I don't hate that twist.
Yeah. It's good stuff. What do we got? Ian, hit me with your top three, then.
Oh, my goodness. Let's hop into the way, way back machine. So, if I remember correctly, and I don't, we had been exploring the musical catalog of Mr. Weird Al Yankovic.
Hey, soon to be played by Harry Potter, by the way.
Wait, Daniel Radcliffe is playing?
He is playing
Weird Al in a biopic?
Yes.
What?
That is correct. I think it's a Hulu original. No, it's for Roku. It's a Roku original.
I don't hate any of that.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I also kind of want to see that.
I will totally watch that when it comes out.
Yeah. So, about a month or so ago, we were talking about his parodies. So today, we'll be doing top three originals, Weird Al originals. Now, of course, some of these are done in styles that are reminiscent of other artists, but they are not direct parodies. And I don't know. I don't know why anybody would have any objection to that, but... Why don't we start with Craig, because I miss him and haven't seen him in a long time, and I have no idea what order we were in.
Okay.
3 weeks ago.
As always, I limited myself, to six. So.
Okay.
My number three is going to be Buy Me a Condo.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
I never liked that song.
But I'm going to buy me a condo. I'm going to buy me a Cuisinart.
Yeah, I'm going to get me a t-shirt with the alligator
on. A t-shirt with the alligator on.
Reggae doesn't do anything for me.
It's a good song.
It was a fantastic album, by the way.
Oh, so good.
So, like Craig, all mine are... I don't know like Craig, but mine are all going to come from that era, inevitably, because that was...
Oh, you ain't
that
getting...
was prime. Prime Weird Al for me. So, my number one...
Three.
...is the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy Minnesota, I enjoy roadside attractions... And an idea of a song where he just lists wacky roadside attractions all around the country. I always enjoyed that song.
Okay.
Was that my number three?
Number three.
Did I say number one?
You did.
Teeth, don't. Our game is at an all-time low. We led with that.
I tried to lower expectations.
I can't believe we're doing a show right now.
I lowered expectations right out the gate.
I don't think he's giving you sass. I just think he's giving you help.
That's what I appreciate it. He is a good friend, and I am lost in the world.
Dude's got like 37 kids, he's busy.
And the fact that he could take time out of his evening to help me blunder through my cobbled together show.
All right.
I appreciate.
Right, Mondo.
All righty. My number three is a tribute to several things from the 80s, but mostly I think Devo, Dare to Be Stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good song.
I really enjoy that song. It's a fun song.
Yeah, that is. It's a good fun song.
That was a fine, that was a whole album, wasn't it?
That was also, that was a title song from an album.
Yeah, that was good.
My number two, I'm going on the Nature Trail to Hell in 3D.
Oh.
It was in 3D.
I don't know that I know that song.
You don't know him screaming Nature Trail to Hell in 3D at the top of his lungs?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Huh.
Did this come out?
It was on in 3D, the same album as...
Really?
That's fine, yes.
I have that album. And I thought I'd listen to it covered.
That's why it's in 3D.
Thoroughly.
Yeah. I'm on the nature trail to hell. Well, actually, he's not on it, but you'll see it in nature. It's a song about horror movies. Bad campy,
Yeah. Age I'll check it out. I don't know why I don't know that one. I'm a little bit confused.
In 3D.
My number two Weird Al original song is The Good Old Days.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Because he just talks about all these, I don't want to say disturbing because that's too light. He does all these homicidal things as a youngster and is reflecting on it and how great it was.
Wow, that one doesn't click with me at all.
That's fine. I understand. Some of the originals get lost in the sauce, but they are excellent.
Even worse, I know I've heard that whole album. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, it didn't click at all.
Yeah, I don't know. He's talking about how his old childhood sweetheart, how he locked her in the basement and shaved her head and left her in the desert. He used to torture rats and flies. I don't know. It was a good song. Okay.
Also, kind of on the dark side a little bit, my number two is The Night Santa Went Crazy.
Ooh.
I don't know.
That's a good song.
I find that very amusing.
Man, we've had no duplicates here yet.
Yeah.
No, none. He's got a really robust catalog, and The Night Santa Went Crazy is a really good song. And like I said, the originals tend to not get the exposure that his parodies get, so there's a lot to choose from. Let's see how number one shuffles out.
You know my number one. It is, to me, the finest of the Weird Al songs. I back in the day as a kid, enjoyed going to the grocery store every week to pick up the Weekly World News and read about the adventures of, Bat Boy and such. So
that's good.
Midnight Star.
Yeah.
Is the number one of the original songs.
I did not know that was your favorite, but I did enjoy the Weekly World News.
I loved the Weekly World News. I was so sad when they stopped printing it.
Yeah. That was a fun.
It was gold every week. It still came in actual newsprint. Like, none of that glossy paper crap. Like, right. This was, old school newsprint, all black and white. Oh, it's so good. I miss it. If it came back, I would buy it again.
I know you would.
There was just, an online one. Somebody tried to revive it. It's just, not going to do it. What do you got, Ian?
All right. My number one Weird Al original song is the song One More Minute.
See, I think that's the prequel to the last song.
Good Old Days?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Here's all the things I want to get away from this girlfriend. And then later I went crazy. Here's what I did to her.
Well, yep. I think it's the Weird Al breakup song where he's talking about the horrific things he would rather endure than spend one more minute with his ex.
Yep. And spend one more minute with you.
All right, Ray, we need you. Big finish. All right.
Well, I stuck with the Christmas theme and Christmas at Ground Zero.
Another good one.
That's on my honorable mention list right there. I do love me some Christmas at Ground Zero.
It's a good tune.
Yeah.
I think it stems from the fact that I really dislike most Christmas music, so.
All right, I've got two other honorable mentions. Are you ready?
As do I.
I've got one.
All right.
Greg, you going to do both at once?
I was going to. Is that okay?
Do it.
All right. My number three one was I'll Be Mellow When I'm Dead.
Sure.
And then.
That's a good one.
The number one, which almost got to the top three, Mr. Frump, it is Iron Lung. Because the fact that you can base a song and there are large chunks of it which are just breathing sounds, fabulous.
I would go the opposite way with the description of that, but okay.
Ah, that song is gold. Gold, Jerry. Mr. Frump in his iron lung, and this is what I'd hear him say.
That's fair. That one is on the cusp. So my two, also, still not repeated for whatever reason. Again, these ones only made honorable mention because I enjoy, I guess, their theme or their origin is what put them on the honorable mention list as opposed to the main list or even being left off at all. So my first honorable mention is Dog Eat Dog because I love the Talking Heads and I like that it's a parody of every song they've ever made. My second honorable mention would be This Is the Life.
Wow.
Oh.
Because the movie Johnny Dangerously is vastly underrated.
Oh.
And if I remember correctly, the video for This Is the Life included his definitely not wink wink girlfriend, Victoria Jackson.
No, Ian, speaking of Johnny Dangerously.
Yes.
Did you see the BMW car?
What?
BMW has made a car where you can change the colors of the car while you're driving it. This very much put me...
Hold on. I need to address something really quick, and then I'll be right back to you. I need to talk to a aestheticist You farthing bastard. That movie is so
Oh my god, I'm gonna hang him on a hook once. you farthing bastard. That movie is great. I'm gonna give him elephantitis of the nuts. That's what I'm gonna do. Anyway,
why is this car? Tell me about Cars Change Chameleon Car.
Yeah,
wait, do you have any honorable mentions?
All right, go ahead.
Oh, sure. I do have one honorable mention. It's because I am not a fan of polka. However, I thought we had to mention one polka song, and the more recent North Korean polka is right up there on my list, because making fun of North Korea is just funny.
Okay. It's a good song. I do not know that song.
If you can get past the polka part of it, it's actually enjoyable.
So anyway, BMW made a car where you can change the colors of the car, which reminded me of Johnny Dangerously's when they're running away from the FBI and they keep hanging out in the car and he's peeling the wallpaper off the car to keep changing the description of the car. And it gets to like the ducks and stuff because it was the patterns for the baby's room. Hilarious. But that's what I thought of when I saw that car, because, you know, I hang out with a lot of cops and I can just see them, hear them on the radio. I'm like, I'm chasing a black BMW. It's a gray BMW. It's a white BMW. It's covered in duckies. Anyway, look up this car. The car changes colors. It uses e-ink technology like a Kindle, so it's very low power. It's crazy.
Okay. I will investigate that eventually after I'm done investigating this. Sorry, Chipman and Samurai are we're investigating what happened to Victoria Jackson. Apparently she went like Alex Jones, full on conspiracy.
Oh no.
Yeah, apparently she teamed up with Dennis Miller and they've gone crazy together.
I saw that Anna Gasteyer has a new show.
Yes, I didn't watch it because they premiered it at 1 a.m. after SNL.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That tells me that you have zero faith in that show outside of drunk stoners. And any show that leads with, check this show out, it's going to be just like a different show?
Yeah, anything that says, hey, it's the next Office, I'm like, nope. 0% yep. chance of watching that. Didn't want to watch it the first time they ruined The Office when they took it from Europe and brought it here, and I don't want to watch it again. That's why it took me like 10 years to get back to Parks and Rec, because year one was
trying to be an Office clone.
And year one of that show is hot garbage.
It's not funny, that's for sure. It takes a lot.
Yeah, post Chris Pratt
is when it really starts to pick up.
Yeah, Chris Pratt gets going, gold.
I don't think I would call it hot garbage, but not funny.
Yeah,
but it got exponentially funnier as it went on.
Yeah, first season of that show was real bad. So yeah, if it tells me it's The Office, I don't want to watch it. So, but man, I really want to give Anna Gasteyer a chance because I like her.
I do too. I like the guy Marcus from Superstore. I don't know if anybody but me watched Superstore.
Nope, just you.
Okay, it was a reasonably funny show, and one of the characters from Superstore is on that show, and I was like, oh, maybe he's still funny. I don't know.
Yeah. You got trivia?
I do have trivia. I might even remember last week's trivia.
Good, because I don't.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Let me see if I do remember it. Let me look at some trivia. Did I ask anybody about Edith?
You are correct.
Yeah!
Edith Bunker?
that was the joke last week.
Oh. Yeah, nope, the wacky glasses that Tony gave to Spider-Man?
Nope.
Did you see No Way Home? Let me lead with that. Or Far From Home.
Is that the one in France?
That's the one where he battles Mysterio.
Yes, I saw that.
So, by that time, you know the Tony... Caution, several years ago, spoilers ahead. Endgame ends with Tony Stark dying. Does that sound familiar?
Uh-huh.
Far From Home, Peter has some glasses that hook him into an AI that Tony built that give him access to all of Iron Man's protocols.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yes.
It was called Edith?
It was called Edith.
All right.
And it stood for, even dead, I'm the hero.
Okay.
And last week, the joke was, before he gave it to Spider-Man, where did he keep it? Was it in his Edith Bunker? I got to give credit. That made me laugh. I mean, that was...
That made me laugh twice. All right. Let's talk about...
Chicks, man?
No. Captain America, the First Avenger.
Crazy Cool Medallions?
Yes, chest hair, crazy cool medallions.
Talking it up on the Bandcamp Talk Show.
Talking about Captain America. So, after Cap was... Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think about when. Anyway, I'll just skip it. I don't want to give anybody misinformation. In Captain America the First Avenger, Steve Rogers receives his first kiss. Do you remember who he receives it from? I would like to know the name of that character.
All right, then.
It was a bit of a thing. Peggy got a little jealous.
All right.
That's all I got for today. I'll give you the answer next week.
Okie doke. Willie, you got some mail?
Sure. So, I've been saving this for a month.
Uh-oh.
Because it was based on the clue, I can only assume the next episode is top three Weird Al songs. Here are mine. So I didn't want to, spoil our list. But Jordan from Jersey says that his number three is Jackson Park Express. A close race between all of his long songs, but this one barely edges it out for me. I'm not super familiar with the works of Yusuf Islam Cat Stevens, but this song is still hilarious. I would make any sacrifice for your love, goat, chicken, whatever, kills me every listen.
I don't know that song.
I didn't know it either until, he mentioned it. Number two was One More Minute from 1985.
Yeah.
Was the first gross out song I ever heard from him as an 8-year-old. It was life changing experience. Sure. And his number one was The Night Santa Went Crazy. Very much a bah humbug holiday hating Grinch. So this song is right up my alley. Plus, I love his originals. He also did honorable mentions with the Hamilton Polka, which that's fairly recent since it's Hamilton, and Yoda from 1985.
That's not original.
Which is honorable mentions. He didn't divide them up song. Like we did. So that's why I had to save them for so long.
Okay. I'm on board.
I also want to throw Parandiak gave his top three Weird Owls. White and Nerdy, Fat, and Amish Paradise. Was Fat on somebody's list? I think it was. It's been a while, though.
I don't know. Let me look at my list. It was not on my list.
Okay. He says, the realization and my subsequent head exploding when I realized a good chunk of that song was performed in reverse had a big impact. Interesting. I didn't even know that.
Which song? The Fat?
Amish Paradise, I think.
Oh, that might have been on someone's list. It was not on my list.
I think it was on my list. Amish Paradise.
Yeah. Right, because I think we discussed it because I got to talk about how angry it makes Coolio.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah. Oh, I think all three of those songs were on somebody's list. But
yeah.
So then this last week, Prandiak had the color of hoverbikes in Boba Fett was a little ridiculous. What you going to do? I think we already discussed that a little bit.
That was just you and me and Jared last night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Mm. It was odd, but I liked that they give Robert Rodriguez that level of creative control over his episodes. He was like, I want to put in wacky non-Star Wars colors. Are you guys okay with that? And they're like, yeah, go nuts.
Hey, man, Machete showed up. What more do you want?
I don't want anything that is more. True.
Exactly.
That's when everything peaked for me.
Yeah,
That was the role he was born to play.
I was super stoked when that happened.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, Machete.
The new character clue, Mounted Relief. Phantom Rider, but that would also mean Ghost Rider. Black Knight seems a little early for the tie-in with Eternals, but possibly the most plausible. I'd rather see him get a character based on a true appearance based on the survey, though it may not actually be him. So, yeah.
Neither of you have watched Eternals yet?
No.
Not yet. It just recently got on to
Disney?
Nope, Disney Plus. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. So I have not made time for it yet, but I would.
It's a movie.
Nope, I don't want to say very much like to, but I definitely will.
It's a movie.
Okay.
He also said on the new survey, Brondiak said, adding a cover to the survey definitely helps. I voted for Night Nurse because trolling is hilarious.
Hello, Nurse.
The survey also lends insight into characters that are already in the stages of work and gives a peek behind the curtain. This is very, very true. But it does mean the Black Knight is probably not the answer to the clue, which Samurai said in a follow-up message. And then with the Moon Knight trailer, I'm really hoping it isn't a variant of him when the show doesn't start for another 2 months still. Stranger things have happened, though. I wouldn't think so. I mean,
yeah, I agree that that's unlikely. Yeah.
Although I am looking forward to Moon Knight. I don't know. I'm worried about the Moon Knight show. Like, I'm hoping for the best, but it's going to be hard to pull off.
Oh, no, I was obviously worried and confused because I didn't know about it and I didn't know where they were going with it. And he's seems like a very complex character to to offer the audience in an entertaining way, but I love Oscar Isaacs.
Yeah. Oscar Isaacs is a decent pick.
I think he'll make it work.
All right. So that is it. That was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right. Moving along then. Once again, I am Hans for the first time in a long time.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pop
you up. Christmas. Sorry. I am not focused. You've won me back now. Let's talk about these boosted characters. And then, oh no, I'll save that for later in the show. Let's just talk about boosted characters while you have my attention. 3-star boosted characters. Blade. He'll have stronger strike tiles. He'll do more damage with his Night Stalker. And his attack tiles will be more potent, depending on how many strike tiles you have out there. But everything will be better. Colossus. His stunning punch will be more punchier. His ability to absorb damage will be... Is it absorbier or is it a percentage?
Don't know.
Well, neither do I. That's a good question for earlier than right this second. And his fastball special will cause 2 other games to crash in addition to the one that you're playing when it is boosted. Gamora, her red sword attack will do more damage, as will her, let's say, strike tiles and Skullcracker. Quicksilver, when his AoE activates, more damage there, and his Fists of Fury will probably do more damage. Patch, yeah, better strike tiles for us and them, more damage out of his red, probably better healing out of his yellow also. Ah, the 4-star tier. Let's see what they're up to. What's Power Man up to these days? Fiddle Faddle already does a ton of damage. It'll do a ton more. He gets bigger projectiles and stronger debuffing from his other 2 abilities. And he does some damage if you have fortified tiles on the board. Misty Knight, the recently crash-tastic Misty Knight. She's got some green punch that does some damage. She's got blue damage, and she puts out some special tiles with her yellow, all better. And it gives her a burst of health. The recently chatted about Moon Knight. He's up doing stuff. A lot of damage from his black, a lot of damage from his green. His purple will either get you a better attack tile, better strike tile, or more damage. Red Hulk, my greatest and oldest friend and nemesis. He does a lot of damage, depending on how much green you have when you fire off his hammer and anvil.
Lisa needs braces.
Lisa. Gamma Siphon. Christmas. Oh, good old Venom. I remember him.
this time portrayed by Barack Obama.
Well, no, it's Eddie and Barack.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to give either one of them credit. Together, they are sure. Eddie Brock. But I do. That's another quality pun, if that's even a pun. Whatever it is. Smart thinking. Quality. Thanks, Infographic. Thanks, Samurai. More symbiotic fury damage. More lethal protector damage. And then we're on to the 5-stars. Everybody's favorite mounted relief, Beta Ray Bill. 4-horse.
He's a goat.
I suspect he is not. I suspect that his green will do more damage, and his blue will do more damage. And he'll get better projectiles when he is busy defending not one, but 2 peoples. Deadpool, 5-star. More damage from his abyssal blades. A little bit more damage from his blue. And I believe his black will do more damage when countdown tiles are destroyed. Maybe. I don't know. I don't get to use him as often. I mean, I use him regularly, but I don't have him covered in an appropriate way. Let's see who else. Ah! Split him in half, and there's now we're just Ghost Rider. I feel like recently reworked Robbie Reyes is actually appropriate in this. Was he not recently reworked, or did I dream that?
That sounds right.
That does sound correct.
I would have reworked him. I'm sure they did a great job.
Oh, December, that is recent.
When is?
December, apparently he was reworked.
Yes, I've done it!
It was a cold it's come December!
Full circle. More black damage, more red damage of both varieties, and no changes to his green. The Immortal Hulk. More AoE if you go behind the green door. Let's see. Tons of damage out of his red. And more damage when he revives with his black. All right, now that you are aware of some of the people who are boosted, let's see what you should do with them, according to Samurai. If you play in the 3-star tier, you can combine Blade and Patch. All those strike tiles, yep, will help ramp up the attack tiles that Blade generates with his purple, if you use him in that fashion. 4-star tiers, Power Man and Misty Knight sort of work together, but her green removes all fortified tiles, and that is kind of counterproductive for Luke Cage. It's just easier to abuse Moon Knight or Red Hulk.
I would go with the latter. Moon Knight, Red Hulk. Yeah.
Yep. Nothing to complain about there. 5-star. I don't know. I thought I read a lot of popular names, but maybe I didn't. Let's see what. Welcome back to the pre-Wanda meta. It's all Beta Ray Bill, Kitty, and I-Hulk Okoye. Okay. Oh, I see. Yep. Oh, wait. That's fine. I like that there are, you know, more that there's revolving metas. I feel like that keeps you from being too burnt out by the same meta every time.
Yeah, there are several teams right now that are really top tier.
Very competitive. Yeah. Great. So, yeah. Listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. I've been gone for a while. It's just still team-up times.
Sure. I got at least this one left.
You keep telling me that week after week.
There are no more team-up times, but there is the Synergy segment featuring Ray.
There you go. So this one I actually stole from Jake on Discord, who mentioned it during the conversation.
From State Farm? Jake from State Farm.
It's spelled J-A-E-K, I believe.
I haven't hung out with Ian for too long.
It's been too long. So are you in the 4-star land and maybe now and then facing off against a really, really powerful Shang-Chi and you're just not sure how to handle that? Because, man, Shang-Chi is strong. I got a team for you now. Okay? So let's start.
I'm ready.
Let's start off with 4-star Juggernaut. Throw in Medusa and add an anti-venom. That's right. The first time appearance in the Synergy segment.
What is? I know.
Anti-venom. What? Yeah. So Juggernaut's your mainstay here. You really want him to be tanking. So hopefully you got him fairly decent. Maybe you can get his colors, like the green and the blue, so that, you know, Medusa isn't diving in front, because you probably have Medusa more covered. But in any case, Juggernaut is key because he reduces damage taken by matches by 90%. What's Shang-Chi good at? Match damage. So when Shang-Chi is doing 3,000 points of damage instead of 30,000 points of damage, makes a huge difference.
Wait, what's he do? What's Juggernaut do again?
He reduces damage taken from enemy matches by 90%.
Does he really?
Yes.
Wow.
If you put 5 in his red.
Surely did. Is it one of his 2 passives?
It is, yes.
Then yes. I have him spec'd at passive 3.
Yeah, so do I.
I didn't know what his passive did. I just thought he showed up and then I won.
Yeah.
I was putting him in the same category as America.
He also does team damage, you know, when you make a match with him, and that can be handy.
Yeah, I love that.
And his match damage is increased by like 225%, so he should be leading the charge.
Sweet.
And you really want him to be. So why is Medusa there? One, she's got that countdown, or is it a, what do you call it? Not countdown, the other one. I can't remember what it's called.
The repeater dial?
Repeater. That's it. It's been a long day.
Peter.
If you match that away, she starts putting out some special tiles. And you're going to want to do that because you want some special tiles out there so that she can heal the team. And you know what else? Anti-Venom is really good at healing the team. And he gets bonuses when he heals. And he does damage when he heals. So this is all about Juggernaut staying in the front, reducing Shang-Chi's damage, and you keep him alive with the healing powers of Medusa and Anti-Venom. This, I actually took it against a 5-star team. Now, it wasn't like a meta team, but they had Shang-Chi, and yeah, Juggernaut worked. Like, it wasn't bad.
Nice.
I mean, Juggernaut took some damage, but again, he was taking like 3,000 points instead of 10,000 to 30,000. So yeah, it worked out. So
sweet.
Give him
a
whirl.
I was going to say, I just recently championed Fear Itself Juggernaut, so I was almost excited to give this team a try.
Now, Anti-Venom, you may not have fully covered yet because he hasn't been out for very long. But I mean, throw somebody else who, like, it depends on what you're facing. If you're facing a team that has, like, area damage, maybe throw a Quake in there. It's a lot of defense in this team, is what I'm saying. But it's a decent team. Again, Juggernaut, Ian is correct, 5-5-3, highly recommend. Medusa at a 5-3-5, and I would recommend Anti-Venom, I think, at a 5-5-3. I'm not sure about that. That's how I played them, and it worked. So that's, I guess, what I'm going with. So there you go. There's your four-star team. And thanks, as always, to Unify.
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 All right. Ian, you got Steam open.
I do?
Are you going to open a token?
Nah, it's going to be a while.
Oh.
It's running slow. I got a lot of ads to X out of.
I'm opening one token if you want me to delay.
Do it, Doug.
I'll.
This is crazy.
Okay. I get a four-star Spider-Man Infinity War. Quick reflexes.
The reflex.
I didn't delay too long. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm opening one. It's a four-star. You guessed it. Prowler. I'll get my coat.
I did not guess that.
No. No one would ever guess that.
All right. I don't know how many I have, to be honest with you. Six. Six it is.
Six.
All right. The first one is Hulkbuster. Hulkproof.
Hey, he's
Numero dos. Red Hulk. We got all these boosted characters.
He's boosted. I think... When do we, oh, a Hulkbuster's coming up in a crash. You're set.
Number three is Whoop Whoop Whoop.
Nice.
Number four is your 2099 Spider-Man. Five. Oh, Nebula. That's a character.
Yeah.
And all four stars, Sad Days. Oh, it's a Scott.
What great end.
Terrible. Sad times. All this waiting for nothing. Man.
I would... Wouldn't say nothing, but definitely no excitement for you.
Terrible. So thanks, this guy. Oh.
This guy.
Longtime sponsor, this guy.
All right.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We serve you up this show alongside several other great shows. If you would like to expand your podcasting interests, check out the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
A couple
all
things.
Right.
So I've recently been able to champion, and by that I mean in like the last day and a half, Fear Itself Juggernaut. So now that begs the question of, you know, where am I going next? There are a couple four stars that are very close to being fully covered, but they're kind of like, I don't want to say unusable scrubs, but I'm going to say unusable scrubs. So here's where I am in a very narrow scope of potentially usable characters. Am I going to, Mockingbird, Iron Fist, or Karnak?
Ooh.
Wrong to think those are characters that are good? Are there better characters that I should be targeting?
Those all sound good. Okay. I would probably rank them Karnak, Mockingbird, Iron Fist.
Are you going to play Karnak with five-star characters?
I don't have any characters to play him with.
Then he's less useful. Because he makes critical tiles, and you really want the criticals with five-star match damage.
I mean, that's true, but he's not just that. Do you have Luke Cage?
If there's someone that's... Who?
Four-star. Do you have four-star Luke Cage champ?
Absolutely. Championed, he's ready to go.
Okay. Then, I mean, they do team up well together.
Him and the Iron Fist?
Not surprising.
Him and Karnak?
No, him and the Fist, because he can convert those shields into attacks and then punch real hard.
But that's really it. I mean, it's kind of niche, like,
usability. He's got the other thing where if you got both of them, he can kick you in the face.
Yeah.
So, I would probably do Karnak if it were me. But
that sounds fine. He is the furthest from being fully covered, so I won't need to ask again for a while.
I have to laugh because I wanted to look in and see who I have favorited right now, and it's from what I hear from Ian's emails, the Superstar Mantis is who I currently have favorited.
Yes, good for you. I don't even think I have her rostered.
She's currently sitting at the 333.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's even better than my Karnak, who is at a humble 133.
Well, Discord, okay. Meaning Asceticist and Samurai, were also saying Karnak was the way to go. So.
Right. I trust both of their assessments of this game.
How is your America?
She's fully, I don't know what level she's at, but she's fully championed and doing great.
Yeah. Samurai's not wrong. Karnak and America, that's a good team.
Yeah, that's fine. Maybe she'll be the third when I team America up with Main Event Hulk. Karnak can tag along for fun, too.
Mm.
Stuff will just happen.
Be a lot
so,
of
my other thing, I finally made it to one shield clearance level 120, so I'm able to play level 10 of story events. Let me tell you, so apparently, when you play story events, at least at level 10, maybe I didn't notice at the other levels I was playing, there will be a level that shows up that it'll be in a little green circle.
Oh, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's outrageous.
Yes.
That's really outrageous.
You gotta bring your A-team for that usually.
I don't got no A-teams. I brought my A-team because this last week I could cobble together, not like A-team with good synergy. And like, I just thought, all right, I've got three really good characters that are all boosted. I think I could give this a try. You know, surely in the past I've had such great experiences with Riri Williams. And now Fear Itself, Juggernaut, and Blade the Forgotten Four-Star. I was like, those guys deal out a pretty consistent amount of damage.
Right.
No, they do not. At the level that I am facing these villains at, do you know how much damage those remote control gauntlets that Ironheart has does? None. They do zero damage. 10,000 damage might as well be zero. When I'm fighting someone who's level 550 thing. Even if it's a one-star goon, they wiped me off the map like I wasn't even participating.
Wow, you're getting them that high level. Interesting. Okay. I thought it would scale more than that.
All the other ones are very appropriate, and I can play through.
Right.
But that green circle-y battle? Whoo, Nelly!
Yeah.
That's work.
I usually save the green one for last, because a lot of times I will end up either annihilating the team I try and then going, oh, I need to use a specialty team for this, or just going, yeah, I'm done, or using health packs. Like, yeah, the green node is hard for 5-star players. Like, not always, but sometimes.
No, but it was really nothing I'm ready for.
Have you gotten to enjoy the fact that you can play a lot less though to get that 4-star character?
Fun story. I can't play less. Okay. If I play less, I'm not playing the game.
I don't think generally anymore with the story events, I play the I don't ever play like the normal nodes, the actual story parts, unless, you know, you get the one where you get like a free Howard the Duck at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
I just play the ones with the required characters. As long as I play those like three times, I will get the 4-star character reward at the end of the thing, and that's all I play the story events anymore. That's
okay.
So it's I can be like, I play this one three times, I play this one three times, I play this one three times. Usually I play the green dot one three times, and then I just don't play anymore that day. And just wait for the you know, to roll over to the next day and then repeat, and by, you know, day three I've gotten the, you know, the character reward, the 4-star, and I'm happy with that.
Sweet. That sounds like a system.
Yeah.
I have no additional questions or banter.
All right. Ray?
Nope, I'm good. I'm pretty sure your bedtime has gone off, so.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you heard it or not, but it did go off.
I did not. I'm just assuming.
Oh, yeah, it did. I heard it. Thanks, everybody, for joining us in this week. I hope to have more energy next week, but we'll see how it goes. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Send Ray some stuff, especially if you want to keep on with the team-up times. I hear we're running low.
running low meaning out.
Comment suggestions, shoot him his way, please. Click on our Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff. You have to go buy yourself some N95 masks now, because that's what you have to do. Cloth masks are outright banned at the hospital now, by the way.
Oh,
not sure. Allowed. It was really inconvenient when they didn't tell me that before I got there.
I would imagine.
Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. You know, we should get the masks with our logo printed on them at Cafe Press. I wonder if they do that.
We definitely should have a year and a half ago.
Yeah, well, yeah, my brain don't work, man. I'm just thinking about it now. That would have been awesome swag.
Let's see if we could cash in on this mask trend.
Yeah, we totally should have done that 2 years ago. It would have sold like hotcakes. All three of them. All right, that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, These clues suck. Good night, everybody.
Maybe we can get him to buy a Puzzle Warriors DVD.
I don't know what it was in the what were the enhanced CDs? You heard those?
Oh, right.
You got the music CD that might also have like a music. They have like one video on it.
You could go to cafepress.com and get a Puzzle Warriors 3 Laserdisc.
Ooh, that'd be a collector's item.
Yeah, that would be pretty nice. Goodbye,
friends.
That
does not exist.
Maybe we could get one of our shows printed on vinyl.
That's right. Does not exist. All this is false.
Vinyl. Printed on vinyl. We will print our episodes on vinyl.
Good.